Moncrief on News Talk.
Here is an odd phenomenon of the age we live in. Many of us are quite comfortable to converse or argue. We even flirt with complete strangers on social media. But in real life, don't talk to me. But the journalist Niamh O'Reilly thinks we should force ourselves to talk to strangers. It's good for the soul. Afternoon, Niamh.
Hi, how are you?
Is this something you've always done, or is this something you've been lately trying to force yourself to do?
I'm a late convert, I have to say. Like, I grew up as a sort of a painfully shy sort of person, and the idea of talking to a stranger would have filled me with dread. And I can remember distinctly going out for walks with my dad, and he would always make a point of saying good morning or good afternoon to like whoever we passed, you know, on the walk. And I'd be mortified. I'd be like, why are you saying hello to somebody that you don't even know? And, you know, in that typical kind of teenage way, I would just be completely cringe and just hate it. But I don't know, something has changed in me. Maybe it's becoming a mum. Maybe it's turning 40. Maybe it's post-COVID stuff. But I make a point now of when I'm out and about on the walk, generally with the dog, I would smile and nod and say, you know, morning or afternoon or whatever to people that I meet. And it's sort of, it's pushed me out of my comfort zone, and I do it more and more. And I get a pep in my step from just having tiny little chats with strangers, and I feel better for doing it.
Okay.
And I think, like, you don't have to be talking about anything in particular. Like, it is literally just shooting the breeze. Like, you're talking about nothing important, but it's just nice to have these little random interactions and connections with people, I think, throughout your day. And it's nicer than, like, I don't know about you, but I tend to at least get one coffee out a day. And like, you'd be standing in the queue, and I think most people are just head in their phone the whole time. They barely even look up to register that someone's actually making a coffee for them. So I've sort of made a point now of putting my phone away in the queue for the coffee and just being open to, I don't know, maybe someone saying hello and saying hello back, and just, I don't know, chatting about nothing, like the weather or whatever. But it seems to have a positive impact on me anyway. And I think anecdotally it does for other people as well. There's research to suggest that these little interactions are actually good for your well-being. And like, I would have assumed that the interactions that are best for you are the ones with people that you know, the people in your circle, your partner, your family, your close friends. But actually, research showed that the ones that are even better for your mental well-being are those connections with people you don't actually know, sort of the more loose, you know, connections with people you just meet, you know, and you don't know them. And it pushes you, I think, out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. But describe it when you say you feel it does you good. I mean, what is that feeling that you get from doing this?
I think maybe probably as a formerly shy person, it's sort of, maybe there's a bit of personal achievement there. Like, it is kind of a leap of faith talking to a stranger, because you don't always know how you're going to be received, you know. Like, quite often, say if I'm in the park, whatever, and I'd say good morning to someone, they don't always say hello back, you know, and they've seen you and they've looked at you, and they don't have, you know, earphones in or whatever, and they don't. And sure, look, maybe they're having a bad day or whatever. Like, I don't take it personally. But it could certainly dent someone's confidence, you know, if someone doesn't bother to even, you know, nod at you, if you go to the trouble of saying good morning or whatever to them. So yeah, it's a leap of faith, and you're not always going to be rewarded for it. But I think, generally speaking, I have to say I haven't had many negative encounters, you know. It's generally pretty positive.
Yeah. Now, because maybe to a lot of people listening, there'd be a difference with just saying hello to someone. Sort of still to, maybe it's a kind of an urban-rural split, but I mean, outside sort of the bigs, you know, I'd say outside Dublin or Galway or Cork, in your small or medium-sized town, people would probably more than likely say hello to each other if they just pass somebody on. Feels weird not to.
But absolutely, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's more kind of, you know, when you're out and about in cities and stuff like that, in more built-up areas, we don't tend to know one another or have those connections. So you are sort of putting yourself out on a limb you know, to talk to a stranger. But the funny thing I find is having a dog is like a total conversation opener. Like I have a pretty cute dog, I have to say. She's a Cavalier, and I take her out like most days, and it's like bringing a celebrity for a walk, because someone always comes over and says, oh, your dog is so cute, or isn't she lovely, or whatever. And it just opens a teeny little conversation with someone else. You know, no, I don't know these people at all. We just, you know, meet as we're walking along. But it's a great way to sort of open a conversation with a stranger, is bringing your dog home.
Yeah, I find that tends to be, I'm sorry, my dog is barking at you, kind of a conversation.
You're one of those.
I'm one of those. Just yaks at everything. Yeah. It's not a, because uh-oh. I suppose people listen might say it's one thing to say hello to people for them to say hello back, but then engaging in conversation with them when you might potentially have to listen to a load of drivel and then you can't tear yourself away from them. And that is true.
Yeah, it's not always good. And I think we've all had those experiences where you're like, oh God, I sort of wish I didn't start on this conversation with this person I didn't know. Like, but also similarly, like, there's a lot of lonely people out there. Like, there's research to suggest that the Irish are actually one of the most lonely people in the EU, which I thought was shocking, because we're generally known as kind of gregarious, outgoing, social people. But I think it's, you know, it's a lot of things at play. I think it's very easy to be disconnected from the world these days. A lot of us are working at home. You order everything on your phone. You know, when you go out, you don't really tend to take your head up from your phone. So the you know, opportunities for social interaction seem to be less. And like, it's very easy to just, you know, not even leave the house if, you know, when you're working at home, unless you force yourself to. So I think there's a lot of lonely people out there. And sometimes, you know, if you just take a couple of minutes to say hi or pass the time of day with someone, it can really make, it can make a huge difference, I think, to people's lives.
Yeah, I wonder, is there a generational thing at work? Because you said, for your father, it would be routine to talk to people.
Yeah.
But then maybe, the next generation down, we're kind of told, don't talk to strangers, and the streets are filled with murderers and rapists and all the rest of it, you know.
That's very true. I'm a child of the early 80s, and there was definitely this thing of stranger danger. I don't know whether it was an ad campaign or something, but I have a vivid memory of stranger danger and, you know, being told, do not talk to strangers. So there was probably an element of that as I was growing up, you know, as well. I didn't really talk to strangers. You weren't encouraged to. But with my kids, they're 4 and 7, and I'm sort of trying to make sure that they are, I suppose, comfortable with talking to people they don't know, obviously within reason, within, you know, safe limits. But I don't want to sort of raise them to be sort of not comfortable with talking to maybe people that they don't know, you know, because it is a skill to land yourself in a room full of people you don't know and feel confident enough to just, you know, approach someone and start up a conversation without, you know, being totally petrified.
Yeah. Though, I mean, it mightn't even make sense to that generation in the, you know, they're growing up in a digital age and you know people that way or.
Yeah, it is. It is scary. It's probably they will be more comfortable talking to strangers online, which I think is equally, you know, frightening.
And it's weird people are prepared to do that. But like they see a person and there's less danger in that, in sense you can get a sense of them.
Exactly. At least they're in the flesh and, you know, you can read body language and that sort of thing. But talking to, you know, a nameless faceless stranger, I mean, could be anybody online. So I think it's important that we do keep developing these, you know, skills in the flesh. And, you know, look, nobody wants a Martha situation on their hands. I think anyone who watches Baby Reindeer knows that it can go wrong. You know, showing kindness to a stranger can blow up in your face. But I do think, you know, it they're skills that do need to be practiced. And I think we all lose something if we just are absorbed in the virtual world all the time.
Someone's texting to say, I like our guests do chat with strangers. I often think maybe I'm the only person they speak to that day.
I do think that, and like, I don't want to generalize, but when I'm out with the dog, it'd probably be, I don't know, early morning sort of time, and there would sort of be maybe people of a certain age out too, and maybe they don't have anyone to talk to, and me just having a quick little chat with them, you know, I don't know, it might brighten their day or whatever. You know, I think it's nice to give people the time of day rather than just walk past, you know. Obviously, we all have bad moods from time to time, and that's grand too. You know?
Yeah, you can do that. Actually, apparently someone else says, apart from having a dog, having twin babies seems to be a great conversation starter. You get sick of the same lines. Are they twins? You
must have
your hands full. Are they identical? You mustn't be getting any sleep. So, yes.
Oh, God. I can't imagine.
Well, I suppose it's better than that one's uglier than that one. So that probably wouldn't be a great conversation starter. Niamh, lovely to chat to you. Thanks
you
very much for taking the time to do so. That was Niamh O'Reilly, and she wrote that piece in the journal.ie. There is a man I meet on the Lewis every day, says the texter, that gets the same tram as me. I don't know if he's flirting or not, but he says hi every morning. Maybe he just likes to say hi every morning, because you do, if you get public transport, you tend to see the same people. Yeah, but there is maybe a line there that people, you know that you're there and they probably see you every day, but people might think it's a little bit uncomfortable if you started saying hello to them. People of a certain age have always said hello to strangers. Why is it this generation think they have discovered everything? Yes. Well, I suppose that was the point Niamh was saying, that her father's generation always did it. And it was completely normal. But somehow, one generation down, you know, she kind of had to force herself to do that rather than she was discovering it. A particularly Irish thing as well. We had a French student staying with us a while back, and she watched me lift my hand off the steering wheel to acknowledge other drivers on the country roads. And after a while, she said, "My God, you know everybody," which is a lovely thing, actually. Well, an interesting thing in a way. But it is. I hope people around the country still do that.
Moncrief weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.